Hi, welcome back to Project 4-4 for today. Today is September 30th, and I'm Lori Eccleston. Today we read a couple of different psalms, and we're going to touch briefly on each of the themes of them. Psalm 107 is designed to elicit praise from the people of Israel to reflect upon God's goodness to them through their history. The theme is set out quite clearly in the first two verses of the psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. That theme keeps recurring each time the psalmist has recalled the plight and deliverance of another of God's people. He says, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for them. Throughout their lives, both during and especially after those magnificent years when He walked the dusty roads of Palestine with them, the disciples had experiences very much like those described in the psalm. Some of them wandered the earth finding no city where they could permanently settle. Many of them knew hunger and thirst. Others, like Peter and John, experienced the iron chains of prisoners, but not because they had disobeyed God. They nevertheless knew what it was to cry out in that kind of situation and experience God's gracious hand of deliverance. The disciples knew what it was like to be out on the sea in boats and see the mighty works of the Lord. In fact, did you notice in verse 25, for He spoke and stirred up a tempest. And in verse 29, He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and He guided them to their desired haven. Here in Psalm 107 was the prophetic explanation for what had happened that night on the Sea of Galilee. Now Psalm 116 is a personal tribute of a man whose prayer has found an overwhelming answer. He has come to the temple now to tell the assembly what has happened. There's great excitement in Psalm 118 as we become aware of a single worshiper at the center, whose progress to the temple to offer thanks is a victory worthy of a king. Many voices are heard, liturgical, personal, popular, and there are fragments of formal dialogue as the central figure and his procession approach the gates, demand admission, and are answered, finally to end the pilgrimage at the altar. In Psalm 125, the shout of the faithful is, the scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. The ones who trust the Lord are, it says, like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken. All of these psalms are such a great reminder for all of us. Let us give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds to man. Have a great day.